So in meditation, the posture should express or embody the attitude, the spirit of meditation. It should be a balance between effort and relaxation. And the effort is focused on the spine, the head. Then the rest of the body is allowed to relax around that central pillar of the body. We're sitting in such a way that the in-breaths, the out-breaths are effortless, natural. The stillness of the body helps to give us a sense of the inner stillness of the quiet mind. Most important quality of mind that we need to begin this journey of meditation is that of chanta, again, interest, enthusiasm, commitment to the practice, one which is based upon right view, understanding that we have within us the capacity to train our minds, to abandon the unwholesome, to develop the wholesome, to purify the mind, and that we become truly human only through that effort to realize that potential within us. Recognizing, accepting the rarity, difficult opportunity to acquire, to gain a human birth, to find ourselves in a Buddhist country, being able to receive the teachings, being in an environment in which we can freely practice those teachings. This is a wonderful opportunity and not one easily acquired. So sometimes at the beginning of a meditation, we're really ready for the meditation and feeling very committed. And we can apply our minds to the meditation object almost immediately. But sometimes we have to recognize that the mind is rather unwieldy or stubborn or lazy, and we can't expect to be able to apply meditation teachings and practices and techniques when we begin with that kind of mental state. So perhaps we spend a few minutes reflecting in such a way that this interest, enthusiasm arises. When we take the breath as an object and taking something which is not exciting, it doesn't attract us. As we observe that it's very easy to watch a movie or listen to music and sit still and be focused for hours. That's because the movie or the music is exerting an influence on us. There's no need for any effort from us. It pulls us in. But with the breath, then the effort has to come within us. This is why it's a training. We're learning how to put effort into our lives. We're developing the ability to protect the mind from the unwholesome mental states. Learning how to deal effectively with negative mental states that do arise. We're learning how to cultivate a positive kusala mental states, learning how to look after, to bring to maturity those wholesome positive mental states that have already arisen. So if we look upon this practice as an exploration, as a learning process rather than as some kind of difficult obstacle course that we need to go through before we can receive our reward of peace, then we can find profit and benefit in every meditation session, whether or not we feel we've been peaceful or not. There's always something to learn. So we take the duration of a meditation session not as one being measured in minutes or hours, but as one whole in-breath and one whole out-breath. That's our meditation session. Now if we think of being mindful of our breath for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, that's a bit intimidating and seem too much. But if we make our goal that effort to be present to be awake to, awake within the whole duration of one in-breath and one out-breath, and then start again. A new meditation, a new breath, a new meditation. Start again. Giving that care, careful attention, respect to every single moment of an in-breath, every single moment of an out-breath. a short gap between the in-breath and the out-breath. Learning to sustain a sense of alertness, bright wakefulness, moment by moment.